Tzariches Amud Beis. And if we thought we knew about Mashiach before we got today, by the end of today, we will be utterly confused. It should be the last day we'll be visiting with Mashiach until he comes. But at the end of the Gemara, we're not any more knowledgeable that we're knowledgeable that we're not knowledgeable, I guess, than we were before. Amar Rav Gidla Amar Rav, first middle line. Amar Rav Gidla Amar Rav, Atzidin Yisrael the Ochli Shnei Mashiach. The Yidden will be able to consume the years of Mashiach, meaning they will enjoy the years of Mashiach. Amar Rav Yaitim Shita, obviously. But Laman Ochlu, who else do you think is going to eat it? Chilik Abilik? Well, who Chilik and Bilik are? Rashi has a number of Pshatim. Basically is, I'll just pick one of the Pshatim, is that they were two judges in Zidayim. One named Chilik and one named Bilik. And Rashi say, the Gemara is saying, who do you think is going to get Mashiach? Chilik and Bilik? Meaning, like, who else? Every time, you know, who do you think is going to get it? That's the Gemara, Lafukim and Rav Hillel. It's coming to exclude from Rav Hillel. The Amar Ein Mashiach Liyisrael. Rav Hillel says that there won't be Mashiach Liyisrael. They already had Mashiach's years in the days of Chizkiah. Rashi later on explains that Rav Hillel's opinion is that we will go straight to Tchias HaMesim. Meaning there won't be Yemais HaMashiach and then Tchias HaMesim, but the Rabbi Nishlam himself will come, whatever that means, and redeem them and go straight to Tchias HaMesim, skipping the Melech HaMashiach era. That's what Rav Hillel holds. Now, others want to say, and it's difficult in the Gemara later on, as we will have Rav Hillel repeated on the Amud Aleph, that it means that there won't be a Mashiach ben Yosef, we will go straight to Mashiach ben David. A, the Gemara makes no mention of it here. B, the Gemara later on does not fit in well with that pshat. That's what Ben Yada wants to say. Others want to say that Rav Hillel actually held that Mashiach's era does not have to be right before Tchias HaMesim. There has to be a Mashiach, and the Mashiach might have passed, and we're going to go straight to Tchias HaMesim. Chaim Sofer writes rather harshly, I mean, Chaim Sofer doesn't need my Haskama, in Yoredeya Simon Reish Nundav, I believe, where he says that today, for anybody to believe in Rav Hillel would be Kfira. Because even though Rav Hillel held that opinion, he says many opinions of Amaroim and Tanoim are rejected from Halacha, and if somebody held that, they would be Chayav Misa. For instance, Rabbi Eliezer held, you're allowed to cut down a tree to make a charcoal to make a knife for Mila on Shabbos. Now, if somebody would do that today, he'd be Chayav Skila. How do you mean? Rabbi Eliezer did it, in his city they did it. Rabbi Eliezer did it, in his city they did it, and then they passed him out that way. So he says Rav Hillel held that way, and Rav Hillel was not a kaifer. Rav Hillel believed in the 13 animamans. He had his understanding of the 13 animamans, but it has been rejected lahalocha, and therefore, since it's rejected lahalocha, if somebody would go with that theory today, with that approach today, he would be guilty of kfira yemais hamashiach. So the Chassam Sofer writes, as I was read it, said it strongly, the Chassam Sofer says that once a wepaskin, not like a mandi amar, one cannot come along and say, I'm not a kaifer, I hold like that man the Amar. You can't do that. So therefore, even though Rav Hillel's opinion was, the way Rashi learns, that the days of Mashiach have passed by, and we will go straight from the Rabbi Nishlam to redeem us, to Tchias HaMesim, and there will not be an era called Yemais HaMashiach, and Rav Hillel himself was not a kaifer in the 1390 Mammons, he was a much bigger maimon than I am, and he held that way, I'm not even comparing myself, he was an Amira or a Tava. I think, I don't know who he was, whatever he was definitely millions and trillions times bigger than anybody today. But that's not the point. The point is we don't pass like him, and therefore some cipher says it becomes a non-option as far as a person's immune is concerned. Yes?
Why didn't Lagamora bring this opinion back at the time when we said the first 2,000 years are...
I don't know. I get it. Well, that's not true, meaning that wasn't in the last 2,000 years. I don't know. I don't know the answer to that question. I don't know.
Is it Hillel HaZokhan?
No, this is not. This is Reb Hill. Not Hill HaZokhan.
This is Amayrov.
It's Mashmet and Amayrov. Rav is disagreeing, so I don't know. I would assume it's an Amayrov, yes.
One of the arguments against Yeshke being Mashiach is that, nothing changed. The prophecy didn't, that was supposed to come at the time of Mashiach. What is he saying?
Well, he's saying during Chizkiah's time we were beneficiaries of some of those prophecies.
Well, again, I
can't answer. I can't tell you. Again, the Ben Yada understands it to mean that we will skip the stage of Mashiach Ben Yosef and go straight to Mashiach Ben David. Rashi does not learn that way, and the Gemara does not seem to indicate it. We will talk more about Reb Hillel later on.
There will not be Mashiach for the Jewish people. It doesn't answer that it happened already.
Rashi says it happened already. We learned Parshat Peshat Rashi. Let's do Rashi. We'll see in a second. Come to Rashi. The Ochli Shnei Mashiach is the last line of the first column. So Rashi, Shesoy V'Shiyah V'Aysen Hayam L'Yisrael Yeh. Meaning the plentifulness will be done when we give it to Klal Yisrael. Alechilu Kabilim Nalkulu. So Rashi has three Peshatim here. Kachay Regilim Loimar. This is what they used to say. Like a person says, what do you think? The male and female demons will eat it? Meaning, who do you think is going to get Mashiach? So it was a saying. Like, you wanted to say, like, who do you think is going to get it? So you said, Chilik Abilik will get it? It was like a saying. When Mesechtas Chulin, the Gemara says there, like, Chilik Yadana, but like, Bilik Yadana. The Gemara says over there, just talking about the place of Shechita, and Maman Diyamah says, I don't know Chilik, I don't know Bilik, this is the place of Shechita. So that's where it's used as well. The lean era, and Rashi has a second shot, and this is his own shot. The mashmah is lashon chiluk and bilik lashon churva. Bilik is a lashon of churva, and chiluk is a lashon of separating, also a lashon of separating and destroying. K'may buko o mavuko o mavulaka. It's a pasuk in Nachum, and it means destroy. Ramina b'chulan, what happened was over there, the Rabbanim say that the shechita has to be totally in the makam ha-shechita. The place of the shechita goes where the, in the trachea, we're talking about in the trachea, the makam ha-shechita. The makam ha-shechita in the trachea has to be within, by where the rings are, there's like these rings around the trachea. And if it's above that, it's out of the makam shechita. And Rabbi Yossi holds there, that as long as it's roiv the makam shechita, if at the end it goes out, it's also kasher. So the third man, the Amar there, says, I don't agree with Rabbanan, I don't agree with Rabbi Yossi, I have a third sheet. But he says, v'lechilek v'lechilek, so Rashi says, seems to me he's referring to both man, the Amar, and Shechita. And he's saying as follows, v'lechilek, what does that mean? Rabbanan the Masrichan l'chalik ha-simen. Rabbanan that wants you to cut the simen. Shemasrichan l'chalik kol ha-tabas. They want you to kol ha-tabas. They want you to cut through the whole tabas. And to go, there should be room on top, meaning you shouldn't go above the place of Shechita through the whole simon. I don't agree to Chilik, the one that says you have to separate the whole simon within the Makam HaShechita. V'loy Bilik, Rabbi Yossi, Shemakrav HaSimon, he's the one that destroys it. What does he say? Shechaytach Tzas B'Teicha Tabas V'Shayachut V'Tabas. He has you going part in and part out, which is like destroying the simon. It's not separating the simon, but it's cutting on an angle, which is like destroying the simon. So therefore, that is like chilik v'lay bilik. In the Gemara and Chulin is saying, I don't agree to the Mount Yomar that splits it, and I don't mount the Yomar, agree to the Mount Yomar that destroys it. I think you can go above this, the whole tabas to begin with. That's what that Mount Yomar is saying. So Rashi in his second shot, learns the chilik and bilik and mesechtus, Chulin is definitely going on that sugya and talking not about people, but rather about actions, which would not work here, because Atul Chiluk Ubilik has nothing to do with Shechita, so Rashi's second shot is only in the Gemara on Chulin. The Nira Lemayri, the Eilam Mashmas Lehachav Lehassam. My Rebbe thinks that it has no meaning, it's just a saying here and there.
Vishnachrina?
Right? What?
Rashi says the Lean Nira.
First he brought the Lean Nira, and then he says, my Rebbe says it has no Mashmas, either way. Doesn't agree to me.
But the Lean Nira, this is
here. No, it's not. The Lean means in the Gemara on Chulin.
So what, why is it brought here?
Well, it could be. It means destruction here, too. I don't know destruction. I know that we think destruction will have Mashiach, something like that.
Right.
Okay, could be. Alishna Akrina, Chilu Kabilik, Beis Dayanis Daim. These are names of two judges as Daim. Shayish Meseim Kach. A Mashiach Yisrael. Shechizki Hay Mashiach. Chizki was already Mashiach. Baluf Namru Kalan Avuot. Atzmiach Karen Lebeis Yisrael. I will make sprout a banner to raise his soul to Ahmad Ureva Eiz Hashem. Okay, so that was the Madama Reb Hillel. We talked about him a moment ago, and we explained what he holds, but the Gemara Rashi, we'll talk about it later on as well. We'll leave it for Rashi later on. Rashi himself later on will say his Rashat, but Rav is saying, I don't agree with Reb Hillel, there will be Mashiach, and Klal Yisrael will have Mashiach. That's the Gemara Vaita. Amar Rav, Le'ivri Alma Elul David. Rashi learns that the Schus of David HaMelech is why the world was created. Meaning, the world was created to produce a David HaMelech, who said Shiros and Tishbokos to the Rebbeinu Shlomo. Shmuel Amar LeMaisha. And Shmuel says the world was created of Moshe, who's going to accept the Torah. And I don't think the first man, the Amar, is saying the world wasn't created so the Torah should be accepted. He's saying if you're looking for the person that the Rabbani Shalom wanted in his world, he wanted a Dabar HaMelech in his world. Now obviously you need a Moshe with a Torah to produce a Dabar HaMelech, but he wanted Dabar HaMelech in his world. That's the prototype person the Rabbani Shalom wanted the world for. And Shmuel says he wanted Moshe Rabbeinu in this world. Yeah, but this is what everybody's willing to say, Bishvili Nivro Olam, and it doesn't contradict that at all. Everybody has his own tachlis in the world that he was created for, that's for sure. But it's saying, if you want to look at the person that the Rabbani Shalom says, this is the kind of person, again, Rashi says, in the schus of having a David HaMelech. I'm not going to comment. I don't know. Rabbi Yechon Amar LeMashiach. Rabbi Yechon says the world was created to have Mashiach come. He is the person that the Rabbani Shalom wanted in the world. Again, one can say many pshatim here. One is Taira. One is Tshuva. David HaMelech stands for Amayit HaTshuva. And Mashiach stands for perfection at the end. So is the world created for the Taira, which is going to lead us to the perfection, for the Tshuva, which enables people who are not perfect to become perfect, or for the actual perfection? Again, I let everybody say their own shot. This is, let's do Rashi. Look, Rashi, Elul David, B'schus David, Chayasim Leim, Kamashiris, Shishmachas, in the schus of David that used to say many songs. L'maisha, Shul Maisha, Chayasim L'kabal Satayra, because of Maisha that used to accept the Tayra. Mashmai is right. That's the Gemara right. Mashmai. What is the name of Mashiach? Now again, this is a very shvera Gemara. I don't know b'shad in it. I will read it. I will translate it. I will speak out the gra, and I'll go by it. The Beir of Shila are Mishila Shemai. In the Shila's yeshiva, they said Shilai is the name of Mashiach. Now Rashi says each yeshiva felt that their Rebbe was the man capable of being Mashiach in their generation. So they each pointed to their Rebbe. He said, "You want to know what Mashiach looks like? It looks like our Rebbe." The Beir Rabbi Yanai Shenamar Atziyavay Shilai till Shilai comes. The Beir Rabbi Yanai Amru Yinayin Shemai. Yinayin is, literally means Shenemer Hi Shemai La'ilam. His name will be forever. Lifnei Shemesh Yinayin Shemai. Before the sun was created, his name is Yinayin. So it seems they took it in Rabbi Yanai's yeshiva. And again, it's Mashma from Rashi with the Haskama of their Rebbe that this is the person that could be Mashiach in this generation. The Beir Rabbi Chanina Amri Chanina Shemai, his name is Chanina. Chanina. I will not give you a Chanina. Yes, I'm a Menachem Bechiski Shemai, and some say his name is Menachem. Shenemek Yerach Benu Menachem. Menachem is far away from me. Meishem Nabshi. Rabbanan Amri. Rabbanan say Chivura de Beir Rabbi Shemai. The one, the Metzaira in Rabbi's house. That's his name, meaning he's a person that suffers in Rabbi's house. Doesn't say who it was. The Metzaira of Beis Rebbe.
So,
I had a source here. No, okay. So, Mashiach spells the Gra says, Menachem Shila Yinayin Chanina. I saw one of the Pshatim, again, I will say it, that there are five things that can lead to Mashiach. Time, when the time comes, he has to come. Schus Avos, Rachmim from Hashem, Yisurim, and I should remember the fifth one. It slipped my mind. So let's go through it. Tshuva. Thank you. Tshuva. So, that's five. Time is Shiloi. At Kiyavai Shiloi, that when Ezra learned Shiloi means the end. Schus Avos is Yinayin. Yinayin is Lufnei Shemesh Yinayin Shemai. It's talking about previous. Going back Lufnei Shemesh. So Remes to Schus Avos. Chanina is a remes that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will have mercy on us, Rachmim. Menache means to consult, to change, to be Menachem, Vayinochem Hashem, according to some shot there, means to consult himself, some say means he like changed his mind, so to speak, and that Yinochem is Menachem. And the fifth one is Yisurim, the Metzaira Shabbos Rebbe. So each one is pointing out a different aspect that could end up being Mashiach. That's what I saw and brought down in the Masifta Gemara from one of the Mefarshim. If I remember correctly, I don't remember correctly, so I'm not even going to remember. I thought it was the base Levi or something like that. Not the base Halevi. Somebody who says this pshat. Again, what else it means, I don't know, but we're not finished yet. The Gemara says, Shenemar, Ochel Choyenu Hunasa, he carries our illnesses, Choyenu Hunasa, Umachaveinu Svalam, and he's Saibo, He tolerates our pain. Vanachnu chashvenuhu nagua, and we consider him plagued, muka lakim, hit by Hashem, umu'una. Meaning we think he's suffering for himself, and he's suffering, as we explained yesterday, to gave a midas harachmim to Klal Yisrael. Amar Rav Nachman, imin chayahu, if he's from the living today, he got ana. That I am, somebody like me is Mashiach. Now Rav Nachman came from Malchus Beis David, so the Mepharshim say, and he also said that if Mashiach is somebody alive today, it would be somebody that's like me. Now he didn't mean this is not haughtiness, but this is trying to establish that Mashiach is a leader, who comes to Malchus Beis David, Rav Nachman was a leader in his generation, he will be that type of a person.
What?
Shenemar, v'hoyu adiroi mimenu, strong one will be from him, u'moshle mikir b'yetze, the first must say, mimenu is the gematria Nachman. Now, it's 148, and mimenu is 146. So I'm not 100% sure how it's the gematria, but it's close.
I was questioning when
Rebbe
was saying.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. Manu was 146, right? 180 and 36. And Nachman is 148. So how a zero Mimenu comes to Nachman, I don't know. But they said something that it has to do with Gematria. I don't know. Yes, I didn't look it up. I'm sorry? What do you mean by Zer?
Oh, the term does it all the time.
You use
the word Zev when it's 12
hours.
Yeah?
Make it
could be.
Yes. So, before, Rebbe says it becomes a Beis David, so it could be a Jew. But what Rebbe was saying it by the different students about the Rebbe, were they saying they were all from Beis David also?
I guess so. I guess
or
so.
There, or they were saying.
I guess so. Every second person, by the way, will tell you he's from Beis David even today. Most of them, except Kahanim, they won't claim that. The other side, right? Zamtu Rashi, Mashmai Shem Mashiach. I'm sorry, Elul David, B'tchus David. Shai Asul Baim and Kamishias is Shmokas. He would say many praises. And the Maisha Mishal Maisha Shasal the Kabbal Satara Mash Maisha Mashiach Hinan Shmai Kmayanai Kalagurai Dara Shaka Shmai, each one darshan for his name. That's why it said Rashi's Mashma that they agreed. After Shmai, it didn't say after Shmai Rabbam. They seem to agree. With Nay Shemesh, actually Nibrahi Shmai Yinan. Before the Son was created, his name was Yinan. Echo Mizayan Varam Shalom Makshav the Baraj. The Gemara says seven things Hashem wanted to create before he created the world. One of them was Shmai Shal Mashiach. That Lam Chanina Adayin Le Yav Mashiach, Mashiach hasn't come yet. Menachem Ben Chizkiya. Chivura de Bei Rebbe Mitzerish of Beis Rebbe. Imin Chiyah Hu Kagan Rabbeinu HaKadosh. That's right. That's the Gemara, right?
What would Nachman say? Would he say someone similar to me?
Yes.
It's not him. He's not saying it's him, is
it? It might be. I don't know. But he said, somebody like me.
If he was Mashiach, would he have known it?
I can't tell you. Maybe he would. I have no idea if the Mashiach of the generation knows it's Mashiach. I have absolutely no idea.
And until now, Mashiach was not born? Is that what Nachman was saying?
No, he's not saying that. We went through this yesterday. I said yesterday that some cipher says every generation has a person that could be the Mashiach of that generation.
So his test was there continuously.
Absolutely.
But it could be a different person.
Well, it has to be a different person. People die. So, if according to this opinion, and I'm not saying it's the only opinion, I don't know much about this, it means there's a Mashiach in every generation, a person who's capable of being Mashiach in every generation. Meaning Mashiach is not flying in, even though one Maliyama said before he comes in flying from the clouds, but it's not like, according to this approach, there's a living person today, and Tav Shin Ayin Beis, that's the Mashiach of our generation.
When it talks about David and Moshe, there's only one David and Moshe, but when it says that the world might have been created from Mashiach,
there's only going to be one Mashiach. There's only going to be one Mashiach. I mean, there'll be two Mashiach, Mayayat, Mashiach, Mudavid. But there'll be only one Mashiach. Who that'll be physically, I don't know. But there's a person potentially in every generation.
So they have not hit that Mashiach.
There, I have nothing to do with it. We haven't hit perfection of Mashiach. Why are you blaming them? We haven't been dealt with the Mashiach. I don't know who the person is. But again, as I always say, the biggest nates he'll do is that everybody will know he's Mashiach. That'll be like the first miracle he does. Like the biggest miracle, that everybody accepts him. I don't know of any person today that would be accepted universally. If anybody around is accepted universally, that would be Nace 1. Then you'll know he's Mashiach.
That's what
Shara did in
the biggest world. Everyone thought
it's
Hiroshima. Everyone's
going to accept him. That's good, right? Absolutely. Right. It's, that'll be a big Nace. If everybody accepts him as Mashiach, we'll know it's him, because it's just not it's not something that we are prone to, apt to do, except anybody.
That's it, really, that optimistic. We don't know who among us is Erev Rav and who among us is, although the Rav points out pretty much anyone with a political office is Erev Rav, that we don't know who's Erev Rav, we don't know who's Klal Yisrael. So there may not appear to be. And it's not just Kutzer, there are a number of things which are in every generation. The Surah Malthus.
Yeah, that's in every year. And I'm like, it says that's how we get Malchus every year.
There's number sources.
Go back. That's the Gemara right. I'm a Rav. Imen Chiyana, if it's a living person. Now here is a Rav not being sure whether Mashiach is somebody alive or somebody from the previous. He's not sure. Rav wasn't sure. He said, Imen Chiyahu, if he's a living person, to go on Rabbeinu HaKadosh. Rabbeinu HaKadosh is Mashiach. He came from Malchus Beit David. He is Mashiach. Imen Messiahu, it's interesting because he wasn't a Ben Acher Ben, Rabbeinu HaKadosh. Shami says Rabbeinu HaKadosh came from a daughter of David HaMelech. Imen Messiahu, if he's from somebody who was here before, Gan Daniel Ish Chamukai. The one I think would be the prototype Mashiach would be Daniel. Rashi. He came from David HaMelech. The Gemara had him in the sixth descendants of David HaMelech.
That last statement that Mashiach could come from somebody who has already died.
That's what Rav seems to be misupplicant. Again, I told you that I was taught the Chassam Sofer who says that it's somebody in every generation. Is that the Chassam Sofer accepts this as the Psak because of all the other Mandi Amrim? Or because he's just entertaining, if it is, I don't know. But Rav seems to be in doubt whether he is Mashiach or from the Messiah.
So somebody who has died can become Mashiach?
Rav seems to entertain that. Let's do Rashi, and after Rashi we might be a little smarter.
Didn't Hashem Yisroel say this should be?
Could have been.
But the reason is, I can't tell you.
No, the reason is that he didn't say Shira. The world was...
The Morris also said, easily so, any Neapol, there's a secret, I can't...
The Morris says because he didn't say Shira.
Was there a second shot also?
I don't remember it.
Yeshli sold Zagil that I mean Yakov whatever. If it says that,
no, it says it's my secret when he's going to come.
My secret when he's going.
When he's going to come? Yeah.
Not.
No. Rashi, Imachiu Ganabin Rakadish, Imashiach Maisi Shachai and Akshav, if a Mashiach is from those that live, Vadahain Rabbein Rakadish. Disciple Takluim, he suffered illnesses, the Chosid Gomer Havi. He was a completely righteous, pious man. Kanamina Babam Mitzia. If it's from somebody who already died, then it's Daniel. She didn't be Yisurim Begubarayas. He was giving Yisurim when he was thrown into the lions then. The Chosid Gomer Haya. The Haikin Gun Lav Davka. Now Rashi adds, that doesn't mean he's the only one. It's a prototype of what I think Mashiach looks like. Rashi says, Kigun Lav Davka, means there might be others. Mishnachrina, Gan Rabbeinu HaKadosh, Gleimer, Im Yesh Dugmasoy Mechayim. Now, meaning, he's not saying if Mashiach is from the living or if Mashiach is from the dead. I mean, to the second Mishnah, he's just saying, if you want to know what Mashiach looks like, if you want to know somebody alive who Mashiach looks like, look at Rebbe. You want to know who somebody that was Nifter that Mashiach looks like? Look at Daniel. Not that he's saying that Rebbe is the Mashiach of our generation. He's not getting involved in that. He's not saying whether Mashiach is from the living or from... He's not commenting. He says, do you want to know what Mashiach looks like? Do you want to have somebody in front of you that you can say, wow, this is what Mashiach is going to be like? Take a look at Rebbe. You want to know somebody in the past that Mashiach is going to be like? Look at Daniel. That's what he's saying. He's not saying if Mashiach is the living, it is Rebbe. He's saying, if you want to know what Mashiach looks like, somebody alive, pick Rebbe. If there's a similar somebody here like him, because he picks people that suffered. Now, why Daniel more than anybody else? I don't know, but Daniel seems to have suffered. At Yisurim, he was chassid gemur. Not that the other Nevi'im were not chassidim gemurim, but he picked him more than any. Why? He was a descendant of David HaMelech. It helped. What?
But there is a shot that you could learn that it could be somebody from Crown Heights.
I'm on tape.
No. Or it could be somebody like, not Chabad Chaim, because he's Kohen, but it could be the Vilna Gaon.
Theoretically, yes. That's what Sigmar seems to say, according to Rav.
Yeah.
According to Rav. The other Mandi Yamim seems to be
a great giant from a previous door who has passed away, and
it could be.
Be resurrected.
It could be. Or it could be somebody alive today, which the other Mandi Yamim held like too. Right? The Mayor of Shilai said Shilai Shemai, the Rabbi Yana said Yana Shemai, they each held the Mayor of Shiva was Mashiach. So they obviously went with somebody alive. Again, I'm not the one to point this out. I don't know enough. But as I mentioned of some cipher, I think it might have been before you walked in, that it was a Negeya, we're going to have it again. There's an opinion of Rav Hillel who says there won't be Mashiach. And Rashi says the era of Mashiach has passed, and we're going straight to Tzias HaMeisim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will take us out of Golos straight to Tzias HaMeisim. So some cipher writes that even though this is an opinion of Amira, but we don't paskin that way. And the psak became that there will be Mashiach, and anybody that says there won't be Mashiach is a kaifer. I that Amira, he had a different shot. He had his 13 imamans, and he understood it one way. But if once it's paskin not that way, we have no right to pick his opinion. Like in Hilchos Shabbos, if we paskin not like a Tana, nobody can come along today and say, I'm going to do like that Tana. He'd be chayv skila. Right? So, Rav Hillel, even though it's a hashkafa shayla, but it's negated a 13 imamans. Even though he says there won't be Mashiach anymore, we've been there, done that, we're going straight to Tzias HaMeisim, and he was not a kaifer, because that is the way he understood the 13 imamans. Like Rabbi Eliezer allowed you to cut down trees and make knives and for Mila on Shabbos, but we don't paskin that way, and once we don't paskin that way, it becomes not something we can say. It's not something we can hold of anyway, because we don't paskin that way. Now, I don't know from this question of Chaya and Messiah, was there ever a psak given? I don't know. Rav entertained both. The other man, the Amram, seemed to say living. Does that mean that became the consensus, and therefore that is the way we should believe? I don't know. I don't know if it's Negeya. I don't know if it's, you know what I mean? I don't know. Yes?
Did Margaret see someone who actually said that when Rav was making reference to someone coming from the dead, that's just talking about someone climbing up out of the cave?
I didn't see anybody say anything.
Because there is by no means of that happening. I just straight out Gilgal and Ibn Shammah is,
I'm not going to come. Talk to Gemara Bites. I'm Rav Yehuda, I'm a Rav. I said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lahamid Lam David Achar. There will be another David. Now, meaning there will be another David. Now, is the other David Mashiach? Seems to be in the Mefarsh, and they understand that the second David is the Mashiach. Shenemar, the Ibduat Hashem Elokeim, they will serve Hashem, there's David Malkum Ash'akim Lehem, that I will bring to them. Hekim Lehemar doesn't say that he gave them, and Lehokim I will give. Amalei Rebabel Abayim Achsiva David Abdi Nasi Lehem Lehem, doesn't it say David my servant will be their Nasi, referring to David HaMelech? That the Gemargan Keser or Palgi Keser, there'll be a joint kingdom. The main king will be Mashiach, and he will have a palgi keser, like an assistant, David HaMelech. That means there'll be Mashiach ben David, who'll be the David Achar, and the real David, the original David, will be back there as an assistant. That's how Rashi learns. David Achar, she'asid limnuch aloyim, okim heikim le'nemer, doesn't say he did, elo okim. And keser, palgi keser, melech v'sheni loy. And melech is an assistant. Okay, David HaChadosh will be Melech, Kedusiv David Malkum Asher Okim, that I will bring to them. But David HaMelech Sheni Loi, Kedusiv Nasi Lohem, Kedusiv Melech. He'll be a Nasi, he'll be an officer above them. He will not be the king, he'll be the second in command.
The previous David
would
only be second?
That's what Rashi learned. The Be'er Sheva argues, Rashi learns that way. We learn Gemara Rashi. Be'er Sheva learns that David will be the king, and Mashiach will be the second. I don't know. Rashi learns Mashiach will be the king and David will be the second. That's the Gemara Bait. Darish Rebbe Shemloi might have seen it says in the Pasuk.
Is that the Moshef and Yosef?
No.
No,
it doesn't mention the Moshef and Yosef here at all. Darish Rebbe Shemloi might have seen it says in the Pasuk, Hai, Hai means woe. Woe, Hamasavan Hashem, Hashem, they desire to the day of Hashem. Lomazelachan Yayim Hashem. Why do you need the Yayim Hashem? Huchayshach v'loyar. It's going to be dark and not light. Makes it sound, what are you hoping for Mashiach for? It's going to be darkness. What's happening? So the Gemara Mashal, Reb Shmuel Darshan, Mashal, the Tarnago Vatale. A rooster and a bat. So Mitzapim Lor. They're both hoping for the light of the day. Amalei Tarnago Vatale. So the rooster says to the bat, I hope for today because light is for me. Right? The rooster is the one that's mafchim ben yoyim uvein loyla. Light is for my benefit. You're blind as a bat. Why exactly do you want light? What difference does it make to you? The same thing will be by Rishoyim. What are they hoping for Mashiach? For them, it'll be darkness and not light anyway. They're not going to see it anyway. So, exactly why are they desiring Mashiach? Rashi. Atalev Kalba. Sure, it's Balaz, Ainla, Yanaim, it doesn't have eyes. Sure, Shlihu, Shieshla, Yanaim, Lirits. But in Tasty Nanas, I'll have Anoa. Kaki Shro, Matapim, Lagula, Shiem, Hashem, Yilam, Or. I've lived with the Chub, Lama, Makabinai. So, why do they hope for it? Harulam, Chayshik, Loyar, it'll be dark and not light.
Well, why did Rashi say, why did he say you were showing it?
No. The min setter of a vote. When is Mashiach coming? Now he was taunting him. Right? The min was saying, oh, when is Mashiach coming already? When these people referring to the men will turn dark. Were you cursing me? Darkness will cover the land. And a thick fog, the umim will cover the nations. Valayach Yuzek Hashem, and Hashem will shine upon you. It's quite a Layach Yirah, and His honor will be appearing on you. Chayzah will have light, and the Goyim and the Minim will have darkness. So therefore, when it gets dark for you, you know Mashiach is there. Rashi?
What does the bat tell him?
What?
What does the bat respond?
There's no response to that. Halachi Gassin and Hayna Dam Alayahu Minel Rebavo. Tanya Reb Eliezer Eimer. Yemayis HaMashiach Arboim Shana. Yemayis HaMashiach will be 40 years. Shenemar Arboim Shana Okut V'dor. Pashat is going back on the Dor HaMidbar. But it says Okut, future. I will choose the generation. Now, I will take Yisrael for 40 years. It doesn't say I took. It says I will take. So we say it's Remez that the famous generation, the good generation, which is Yemayis HaMashiach, will be 40 years. Rashi? I will take my Yisrael and rule over them. I nakte taking him. Abom Shana Akut Bedor. Bedor Katan Shal Abom Shana. A small time, small generation of 40 years. Shumashunami Dairish Shalafanav is the different generation. Mustama Hainu Mashiach. Mustama, you have to say, the generation refers to Mashiach. Shashinuyim Gedailim Yiyu Bedor. There'll be many changes, big changes in his generation. Pashta the Grumbia got a Mesa Midbar. Pashim Shat the Pasuk is going on a Mesa Midbar. Abdasif Okut, Mashma Apu Haboi, Misnabe. The word Okut is future, which seems to say that it's going on the future as well.
From Kodesh Ishmo in the same capital. Also talks about Mashiach.
Right.
What did you do with the rest of the Pasuk?
They say that. And it says right before it, Hayayim. Thank you.
What comes after Abashim?
Again, Pashim Shat is going on the Dar Hamidbar.
What about the Pasuk?
Again, Pashit Shad of the Capitals on Dar HaMidbar. There's a remez in the word Akut that there'll be another generation of 40 years that'll be this special generation. That's Yemayis HaMashiach. That's what Raji says. Pashit Dikra Miyagab and Mesa Midbar. Whenever it is a drush, it doesn't mean the whole capital is going on that. It means there's a remez in this capital to something else. The rest of the capital is going on what it's talking about, which is Mesa Midbar. Mr. Isinger said that he knows the Chunaran and the I don't. That in that same capitulum it says Hayayim and Bekayle Tishmo. It refers to the, if you listen to me, right? Where is it? We'll take a look over here. Hayayim and Bekayle Tishmo. test in that kapito, which is what Mashiach told them, I'm coming hayayim if you listen. So there's a remez in Mashiach in that kapito as well. The Mefarshim do say that. Nothing in my advice. Yes. He says, the Muslim Azariah says, Mashiach will be for 70 years. It'll be that day. Tzor will be forgotten. 70 years. Like the reign of the one king. The one king means, who is the one king? So there's a reference in the Pasuk. Tzor will be forgotten like the time of Mashiach, which means 70 years. Rashi, Miyukad, Chashav. No, Tzor is talking about a city. It's referring to a nevuah about a certain city. They will be forgotten. And the analogy is, they will be forgotten for 70 years like the reign of one king. Who is the reign of one king? A reference to Mashiach. This is a nevuah, something that happened. Again, I think you were having the same problem the second time around. And that is, in a nevuah that's written about the past of something that happened, and it's describing something that will happen shortly, there's a reference to something that will happen much later as well. And that's the thing. Tzor will be forgotten for 70 years. Like the reign of a king. Period. End of story. But the fact that the Torah expressed it as Melech Echad means the special king. It's telling us a new piece of information. That the reign of that special king will be 70 years. Nothing to do with the rest of the capital. Rabbi Eimer, Rabbi said, Shloisha Dairis, three generations. Shenema Yeruchem Shamesh, Chal Yisrael will fear you with the sun. Lifnei Reach, and in front of the moon, Dar Dairim. One generation and two generations. One and two equals three. That's Rashi. Rabbi Eimer, Gimel Dairis, Shenema Yeruchem Shamesh, Lame Bahadi Mashiach. Shemesh is Mashiach. Shekasta by Lifnei Shemesh, Yinoin Shemai. Like we had that his name was Yinoin before the sun. Yeruchem Yisrael. They will fear you with Mashiach. Lifnei meaning with. Im Shemesh, with. Lifnei Yereach, in front of the moon. Lifnei Malchus Beis David Shenimshuk Yereach. Malchus Beis David is compared like a moon. It rises, it gets bigger, and it gets smaller. Right? Malchus Beis David was exactly... you count from the time of Avraham Avinu to Shlomo HaMelech, you get 15 generations. Because in the 15th generation, the moon was at its strongest. There's 15 generations to Titio HaMelech, and by him, the moon was down to the end of the month. Right? And it will rise again. Malchus Beis David is compared to a moon. They will feed you for three generations. There won't be Maita Mashiach. We already used it up. We will skip the era of Mashiach and we'll go straight to Tchias HaMeis. That's the Gemara. Amar Rav Yisuf Shara Leimar Rav Hill. Rav Yisuf said HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be Michael Rav Hill for saying that. Chizkiya lived in Bayis Rishon. This is not the same Scharia that we had that was killed. This is a different Scharia. He's in Treyasar. He said, Nevuah in Bayis Sheni, Vama Gili Moed Vatsiyon. Rejoice Vatsiyon. Hari, trumpet, Vas Yushalayim. Hine Malkich Yavaloch, your king will come to you. Tzadik, a Tzadik, V'noishahu, and he will save you. V'oni V'reichav Al-Khamor. V'ayir Ben Asoynas. He will ride on a donkey and in a young son of a female donkey. So we see clearly that it's going to be Mashiach. So how can he say that? Rashi? He said things that are not true. This is not the Zechariah that we had that said Nevuah and Vayishvishin who was killed. That's the Gemara Vayter. Tanya Ida Chablezer. I mean, you might have Mashiach. What? They had that. I didn't know that the other team had that. I thought a donkey was exclusively ours. Mashiach's coming on a donkey. We had that before. I didn't know that the other team even talks about a donkey. It said that it could be, if it's Akishena, he will come from this cloud. If it's Meitai, he comes on a donkey. That's what we had before. So we spoke out, means coming quickly or coming slowly. Donkey symbolizes slow travel. I saw that the one of the Ger Rebbes said that the reason Mashiach comes on a chamor is to give everybody time to do tshuva. That is, this way, the longer he takes, the more people can do tshuva, something to that effect. That's the Gemara right. Tanya Yidach. Rabbi Yezer, I mean, Yivayis HaMashiach HaBoam Shana. Yivayis HaMashiach is 40 years. Sivaka Vayanka Vayirvecha. He pained you when he starved you by Akilcha Saman. Sivasam Samcheinu Kimayis Nisanu. Give us happiness the days you pained us. Shnai Sirinu Ra. For 40 years, we had the pain of having to get man. By the way, which is an unbelievable thing if we think about it. We think man is a great thing. It was a great thing. It was an unbelievable thing. But on the other hand, every night they went to sleep without a bit of food in their cupboard. And they had to have total amunah that would happen the next morning. So it was a certain bayancha. And it says, Samcheinu kimaisi nisanu. So that's 40 years. Rabdai Zaymer, Dawud Meishana. Mashiach will be 400 years. They will serve them and punish them for 400 years. Samcheinu kimaisi nisanu. Again, we're finding the word inu, and then it says our happiness will be the same amount of time as the inu. Mashiach will be 365 years, like the years of the solar calendar, like the days of the solar calendar. Shenemar, kiyoyim nakam b'libi, the day of revenge is in my heart. Shnat ulai bo, and the years of my redemption is coming. So, meaning like this. That in the days of revenge are referring to the Meraglim, that for every day that they traveled, there was a year they had to spend in the Midbar. So the redemption will be like a year. Ushnat to Ulaiba. Just like the Meraglim was Yom Lashana, so also Mashiach will be Yom Lashana of a solar year. Rashi? Rabbi Yom Hashin Sanachay, Kaminya Yomai Zachamel, Chsib, Yom Nakam, Believe, Yishnat to Ulaiba. The Yom Nakam Shem Meraglim Aboim Yom. Like the day of revenge of the Meraglim, which is 40 days. My Yom Nakam Shem Meraglim Shana Achas. I think they change it to Lucho Yom. One day for every year. Right? The Rishas changes it. Kedichtiv Yom L'shana Yom L'shana. Kach Shnatz Kulei Ba. Shana L'yom Shana L'yom. Shalcho Yom V'yom Shoshana Zu Haksuva Shnatz Geulai. Haksuva B'mikra Zeh. The year of redemption. Zaysim Shana Achas. For every day of that Shnatz, just like when Meraglim was a year for a day, here it'll also be a year for a day.
I do the math, I'm getting 40 times 365 days.
Why? Why are you saying that? One month damage is 40, one month damage is 365. Different drushes. You can't combine two drushes. He said, just like by the Meraglim, the revenge went Yom L'shana, so the year of my redemption will be the same kind of formula. The year will be year per day of that year.
Israel, how many years are they in the
middle? 40
years. 40 Jewish years.
And solar years? It all
evens out.
It evens out. Yeah. That's what it evens out, because it wouldn't even out. Pesach would be in the winter. And then in the summer. So it has to even out. That's why we have Ibra years. To even things out. This is the Garci Rabbi Yair Mashin Samachay Abai Alofim Shana. 365,000 years. Shnat Gulay Ba. Shana Shekadosh Baruch Hu Hachi Abi. A year of Hakadosh Baruch Hu is 1,000 years. According to that, Mashiach will be here for 365,000 years. Whatever that means, I don't know. That's the Gemara Baiter. My Yom Nakam Belibi. Now we're dashing the pasuk differently. What does it mean? The day of my revenge, of the revenge, is in my heart. What does it mean, Belibi? I'm Rabbi Yechanan. Levibi Golisi Leivarai Lo Golisi. I revealed the end of time, Mashiach's time, to my heart. I did not reveal it to my limbs. What that means, I don't know. The Gra says, I told people that are tzaddikim b'pchinas lev, the avos and Moshe Rabbeinu. But ivarai, those tzaddikim who are not in the b'china of heart, but they're more b'china of limbs, loigalisi. The tzaddikim that got to know when the gula will be were the ones that were b'pchinas lev, the Gra says, which is the others and Moshe Rabbeinu, not those who were like limbs. And I don't know what makes a tzaddik like one or like the other, but it seems that the four that got to know were Avraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov, and Moshe. They knew the case. I didn't even tell the Malachi Asharis. Now, let's, Rashi over here seems to be a little bit out of order. Evar Le Galisi is on the top of the second column. So, Tzaisi Dover Mipisha Evar Michael Mishmaya. So, the Rebbe said, I didn't utter it out of my mouth that my limbs should be able to hear. I will believe you, Yotamana Dover, hidden in my heart. Now, I don't know what that means. The Gross says it means the tzaddikim that are bechinas leiv, and the tzaddikim that are the bechinas evarim, those who were beleiv got to know the gula, those who were evarim did not. Tanavimi breider bevo. The Maitza Mashiach in Yisrael, Shivas Alofim Shana. The Maitza Mashiach will be 7,000 years. Shinemar, Umsais Chosin Akala, like a Chosin rejoices with his Kala, Yatus Alayach Alekoyach HaKadosh Baruch Hu will rejoice with you. Chosin rejoices with his Kala, 7 years. So therefore, 7 days, HaKadosh Baruch Hu days, 7,000 years. Then Yada learns, I, the Gemara said before, Shis Alpha Alma Havishani, so how could you have a Mashiach of 7,000 years? So then Yada learns that the Echus, with intensity, it'll be 7,000 years of happiness compressed into the amount of time that we will have Mashiach for, actually. That's how the Ben Yada explains it. In order to reconcile this Gemara with the Gemara that says that the world ends after 6,000 years, and that's after you might have Mashiach already, so the Ben Yada learns 7,000 years of happiness will be compressed into the amount of time that Mashiach will be here. Because that was only according to the second chapter in Rashi, number 365,000. So that's Istigarsi, so he didn't say it on that. Said it here where the Gemara says clearly Shivas Alav Mishana without a gear.
That's contradict with it. Katina by 1,000 Chobim and 2,000 Chobim.
Right, that's what he said. That's the Kasha. So the Ben Yada learns. It means 7,000 years of Echus will be compressed into whatever amount of time becomes. That's exactly what he's answering. That's the Gemara Ma'itam Rev Yudam Shemul Yemaita Mashiach Kim Yem Shenivra Eilam Arachshad. Yemaita Mashiach will be like from when Mashiach was, when the world was created till Mashiach comes. Means double the amount. If Mashiach, now it's Tav Shin Ayin Beis, 5772, Mashiach will be 5772. From whenever the world was created till Mashiach comes, that's how long the Mashiach, will be. Why, how do I know that? Shenemar, Ki Mea Shemayim Al Aretz. Like the days that the Shemayim were on the Aretz. Yirbu Yemechem, you will be as long in Eretz Yisrael as the world exists. Now, they haven't been that long in Eretz Yisrael. That is, when Mashiach comes, you'll get to spend in Eretz Yisrael the same amount of time that the world existed till then. That's how Rashi explains it. Rashi about Achshav, you might say Mashiach, Leman Yirbu Yemechem Kimei HaShemayim Al-Oretz, Le'omdu Ba'atzim Kolkach, they weren't there that long. I see them lama, because you have a Mashiach. Kim Sois Chosn, Shivas Yimei HaMishnah, Ken Yotas Allah, Shivas Yom HaShem will rejoice with you for 7 years, Yomer Shekodesh Baruch Hu is Elav Shonam, the year, day of HaKodesh Baruch Hu is 7 years. That's the Gemara
Bait. So that means the Tzias Meisim is delayed until after Yemos HaMashiach?
It's a Machlokes. We're going to get there momentarily. It seems to be, the Makubalim say that there will be two Tzias HaMeisim. One that happens at the beginning of Yemos HaMashiach, so the Tzadikim can be here for the time that they adjourn for and hope for. And then 40 years later, I guess they go with the Ma'amar, it says 40 years, there'll be the general Tzias HaMeisim. So say the Mukabalim, not that I know Kabbalah, but that's what I was told when I was, you know, that's what my Rebbeim taught me. Now, that is what the...
Everybody will participate in...
What do you mean everybody? Every person that ever lived?
Yeah.
No. According to that, 40 years later is Tzias HaMeisim, and it ends the era of Yemos HaMashiach.
If it's going to last 5,772 years,
so then I don't know what happens. So then I don't know. I don't know what to answer you. Maybe because I make no point to that, Mandi Amar happens 5,772 years later.
So we should not be too happy about.
Well, Yemos HaMashiach is great.
I'm not. I'm saying, but there are a lot of people that are waiting around.
They're not. They're waiting in Gan Eden. They're fine. They're just fine.
Who do you wait in Gan Eden?
He's saying the people that were in the past that aren't back. They're waiting in Gan Eden. They're doing just fine. Don't worry about them. They're just, Anegal Hashem.
What is the great...
It's amazing. It's a higher level, whatever that means.
Yeah,
Yes, so. It's Guf and Nishab Matkhiyas HaMeisim. It's a whole, I don't know, I'm not even speculating. Wait and see, we'll wait and see, we'll find out. It's from the days of the Mabul, 1656 to now, which is 4,116 years. Like the days of Nayach that I swore. So we say that Mashiach will be like the days of Nayach. Rashi Kimei Nayach, Kimei Nayach. Cheshman Hashanim Shinim Tabi Yad Elois Zman Shinishba Hashem. From the years that Hashem swore to him, Avoy Meni Nayach Oid Al Haaretz, never to bring again destruction. Kei Nishbati, Kipi Oitz Cheshman Nishbati Mitzayf Alecha Migarbach. Same amount of time, I swore not to get angry at you and scream at you. Shlei Akub Salomi Lach Hashem Mashiach Hashiach Lezazman. Meaning there'll be that amount of time before HaKadosh Baruch Hu destroys this world. Tad Gemara Vayta. Amar Rav Chiya Bar Abba Amar Rav Yechanan, and we're now changing the focus of our discussion about Mashiach as the Gemara nears its end of the discussion. Amar Rav Chiya Bar Abba Amar Rav Yechanan Kol Anviim Kulum Anisnabu L'Mais HaMashiach. If you read Nevuah, whatever they say Nevuah is going to happen, it's going to happen Yemais HaMashiach. That's what will be Begar Ariyim Keves. That's what will be when the lion and the lamb, that's what will be Le'yum Adu'ay, what's the... All those prophecies happen in Yemais HaMashiach. This is the opinion of Rav, of Rabbi Yechanan, and it's also the opinion of Rav, and this is the opinion of the Rambam Paskins, that when Mashiach comes, the world will undergo a significant change. It will not be the world that we know it. There will no longer be a Yetzer Hara. There will be a time that we serve the Rabbanu Shleilam without choice. Yamim Asha'en Lam Chepet, the Ramban and Parshas Nitzavim, brings this down, and this is the sheet of many Rishayim, that Mashiach comes, it is not world as we know now. Totally different kind of world that the Nevi'im prophesied about. As we will see, the Siv, as Olam Haba, but what will happen after that, Ayin Le'rasa, no eye has ever seen the Lekim Zul Asecha except Hashem, the Asa Le'machakaloi that he will do for those who hope to him. Opliga the Shmuel and this argues on Shmuel. Lama Shmuel ain't been Yemayim Azel Yemayim Mashiach al Shibud Malchus Bava. Shmuel argues. Shmuel says no. Mashiach will be a continuation of our world. The only difference will be is that Klai Yisrael will be a dominant power, not under any shlita of Umas Olam, not have to worry about Umas Olam, can sit and serve the Rabbanu Shlalom. We'll have Goyim serve them, take care of their needs. They can sit and serve the Rabbanu Shlalom. There will be Bechira, there will be choice, there will be Yetzer Hara, and there'll just be a different level of Yetzer Hara, obviously. And it will be a regular world with wars if necessary. Whatever happens, that's not what the Nevi'im we're talking about. The Nevi'im we're talking about a time after Mashiach. That is the Machloikas Shmuel. The Rambam seems to postulate like Shmuel that the only difference will be Shibud Malchus. The Gra says both are true. If it's Achishena, it's Shmuel. If it's Ve'ita, it's the other Shita. That's how the Gra reconciles the two, and he says both are true. Sukkim allude to both, because it depends when Mashiach comes. The later he comes, the less chance that we'll have the Shmuel stage. We will go straight to the other one. The earlier he comes, the more chance we will have the Shmuel stage. That's what the Gra says. That's, again, Rambam Paskins like Rabbi Yechanan, the Rambam Paskins like Shmuel. The Gra says both are true depending when Mashiach comes. End of story. Rashi. The Klashil and the Snabel Tremel Yisrael Ayin Lerasa the Enkates Ledover is no end. Right. That's a Gemara. Yes.
Achishena is more Chashuv, right? So why would we want to have this Yonos? Would make more, just logically would
think. I don't know. If you ask me, I would rather have not that I have a choice in the matter, but I'd rather go with Shmuel. You can't do tshuva when there's no bechira. According to Ramban, Mashiach shows up, you are who you are, finished. You're frozen at that level.
So why do we want... I asked this before, we ever got angry at you. I want Mashiach, but it's just very... The saying it, I want to live for a long time. I have so many things to perfect.
Again, I answered you two ways last time without getting angry. I said...
I'm angry, I just said upset.
Right. Number one is, if you're waiting to be perfect, it ain't happening. Number one. Number two, I said that if you're a servant of a master, you're interested in what your master wants, not what you want. If you're thinking about yourself, that means you're not thinking about your master. That's the answer. You make no difference. I make no difference. Your B'nai Shlomo makes the difference. It's what he wants that we want. We're true servants of our master. I also told you that I believe that if somebody lives that way, he'll be fine. This is the end of the Gemara about Mashiach. Tomorrow the Gemara switches subject.